Welcome, welcome, welcome to another episode of Resilience Is My Beauty with yours truly, Tawanta J. What's going on, family? How are you all doing? I hope everyone is doing amazing and feeling mighty, mighty good. So you know what's up? Come on in. Come on in our room. Go ahead and drop your bags, your purse, take off your shoes, get comfortable, grab you something to drink. Come on down in our special sitting room and go ahead and get comfortable. Prop your feet up. And take a deep breath in. Exhale slow. Let's do it again. Take a deep breath in. And exhale slow. Hey, hey, hey. What's going on, family? How are you all doing? I missed you guys. Oh, I hope you guys had an awesome, awesome week. And I hope that things worked well for you. It was not too much drama going on. But I hope that you had a productive week and weekend. And even right now, I hope your day was very productive or is still going strong, depending on what time you're listening to me right now. But I wanted to come on and first of all say thank you for the love. Thank you for the support. Thank you for the feedback. I truly do appreciate it so, so very much. It's amazing to find out that, you know, people are still drawn to, you know, what I put down, you know, as far as, you know, my episodes. I try my best to come up with, positive content, you know, not so much popular content, but, you know, powerful content, that makes a difference in someone's life, you know, because you really don't know what people are going through. You know, every day is something different. You know, yesterday was yesterday, but today is a new day. Even through the course of this day, you know, some people are experiencing some challenges or experiencing some difficulties or experiencing some moments in their life right now. You know, and when they come across my podcast, when they come across any of my, you know, episodes, you know, they are truly inspired and motivated and encouraged. And it just draws them closer to God. And that's the whole point of me doing this podcast anyway, is that we start building a better relationship with God. And so God can just, you know, reveal himself more to you, you know, and also to remind you that, you know, he loves you. He loves you. Let that sink into your spirit right now, that God loves you first and foremost, right? It doesn't matter what you did today. It doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It doesn't matter how it was done. At the end of the day, God still loves you, right? And that's something to take hold on to. That's something to grasp. That's something to, to just continue on believing in yourself, believing and knowing that God loves you. Somebody loves you, and that's God, because his love doesn't change. It will never change. Get excited about that, right? So I wanted to come and talk to you guys about using your best tools. Yeah, using your best tools. And I'm not talking about, you know, tools like hammer and nails and, you know, and a screwdriver and all of that. No, I'm talking about the tools that's already equipped in you. Yeah, and they're easy. It's something that we don't often use on a daily basis. It's something that we should use for ourselves, honestly, but more importantly, towards each other. So the first tool that we need to exercise on or actually start using more of is your smile. Yes, that is one of the best tools, is your smile. It's free, right? There's no penalty in smiling. It's not against the law to smile, right? You know, use that tool to smile. Put a smile. You know, when you smile, someone else smiles back in return, because guess what? It's contagious, right? It's contagious. And when you smile, people see the joy inside of you. And I know that all of us, we don't feel joyful, right? Because of what we are enduring right now. But when you had that moment with God, before you step out that house, His joy was implanted in you. His strength was implanted in you. He gave you what you needed. He gave you the tools, right, to go and fix some things today, right, on this day. And one of them is your smile. We need to smile more anyway. We need to let the world see that God is good, okay? All the time, God is good. Right? We need to let the world know that, yeah, I'm a broken vessel, but God is fixing me, right? There's a lot of craziness going on in my life, but I have joy unspeakable, right? Because I have to think of the goodness of Jesus and all what he has accomplished in my life, what he has done for my life, what he has fixed in my life, what he has upgraded in my life, things I don't deserve, things I didn't even ask. Come on now. But he did it anyway. You know, I'm a wretched soul, but God saw fit to go ahead and bless me in every area in my life. He poured favor in my life. So yeah, I have to smile. I have to be, you know, that witness to people to let them know that you are looking at a person that is still being fixed. You looking at a person that is still needs some upgrading going on. Come on. But yet I have to still smile because what he has already done, I can't help but smile and be exceedingly glad of the goodness of Jesus. He loves me so, just like he loves you so. And he wants to do so much in your life. It doesn't matter what happened. It doesn't matter what you did. It doesn't matter what you said. It doesn't matter. He loves you and he has great things in for your life. All he wants for you is just to call on his name and he'll come right in. Because see, God is he's a perfect gentleman. He's not going to barge in. No, he's waiting for you to open up the door of your heart and let him in. Right? People are going through stuff, y'all. We are going through stuff, but the world is broken. The world is crying out. And there's somebody in your neck of the woods, somebody in close proximity, somebody at your job is going through some stuff. And wouldn't it be wonderful just to pick up one of your tools and just go ahead and present it to them free of charge? They're free of charge. You don't have to pay for it. You don't got to charge for it. You don't have to do anything. You just share that smile because again, it is contagious. Again, you know, they may not be showing all the pearly whites, right? But you see a corner of that mouth starts to lift up a little bit. it's starting to form. It's starting to form into a smile, right? Because somebody needs to be reminded, you know, just, you know, how special they are. They need to be reminded that they are gifted, that they are talented, you know, and there's purpose in their life. They need to be reminded that God cares for them, that God loves them, that God wants to do great things in their life. They need to be reminded that God is not holding any judgment on them, right? That God cares for them. They need to be reminded that trouble don't last always. They need to be reminded that tomorrow is a new day, but today is the day because God has woke them up this morning and that God has, he has incorporated gifts and blessings and favor just for them. Remind them while you're smiling at them. Remind them that they are loved, that they are treasures to God. Come on now. When you smile, that's a testimony right there. When you smile, that's a testimony because you know what God has done for you lately. You know what he has done for you today. You know what he did for you yesterday and a month ago and a year and years ago. Because if you just reflect on those moments, you can't help but smile. You can't help but, you know, start clapping your hands. You can't help but, you know, cut a little step or two. And you're not even in church service, okay? All right? Okay? You're so overwhelmed with joy that you just have to call somebody, or you just have to, you know, call or talk to one of your sister friends and say, girl, I'm just having a blessed day. I'm just having an exciting day. And your sister friend will be like, girl, what, did you win a lottery? No, baby, this is much bigger than a lottery, honey. You know, this is for keeps. You know, I'm just thinking of the goodness of Jesus. I'm just remembering of what God did for my life, what he did for me last year. I was in that hospital, right? So you have a powerful testimony. You are our COVID survivor for some of y'all out there. You know what I'm saying? Some of you probably didn't even make it to the hospital. Your home, your room was the hospital, okay? And the angels was the nurses, okay? Come on. And you didn't think you was going to make it. But look at you now, over a year plus later, you here. That should put a smile on your face right there. You should be cheesing all day, every day. Because you can breathe. Come on with it. You can breathe, right? There's nothing compromising your breathing. Come on with it, right? You can move. You can snap your fingers. You can clap your hands. Come on. There's something to be joyful about that. There's something to just to be exceedingly glad about that, right? Look at your family. Look at your children. Look at where you are. Look what God did not allow to happen in your life some time ago. You could have been on the streets. You could have been homeless, right? Because a lot of people lost their jobs during this pandemic, right? You could have been one of those. You could have been one of those persons. But God kept you. He provided for you even through the darkest time of your life. Oh, you got to smile on that now. Come on with it. Because a lot of us say, well, I don't have anything to smile about. You better shut your mouth there, girl. Come on. Come on with it. Girl, you got a lot to smile about. And when other people see you smiling, you know, they can't help but smile too. They may be smiling and looking at you kind of awkward, like, well, why is she cheesing like that? But you smile with it too. Hey, girl. Okay. Yeah. And I mean, you may not go in detail, but you are, that smile is speaking volumes. You know what I'm saying? It is speaking, honey. It is talking. So use your tool today. Use that tool. Smile. Right? Listen to Kirk Franklin's song, Smile. Right? Because you can't help but smile when you hear that song and you dancing in the car and everything, or you having service in your cubicle. You know, when you hear him, when you hear that song and you see the video, you can't help but smile. Even when it's a bad day, even when it's a tornado going on in your life, I know it's, and I know for some people, yeah, it's difficult to smile through in those hard times. I understand, but there's always another day. And when God grants you that new day, baby, you're going to smile that day because you're alive and God carried you. He kept you, right? He comforted you. He healed you. He strengthened you, right? And he has people in your inner circle that he is ministering through to you to remind you the beauty of you, the anointing of you, the gift in you. Come on. Baby, you can't help but smile, especially when it comes to your children. Your children comes to you and give you love and kisses and hugs and say, Mom, you're the best. Mom, you are amazing. Mom, I love you, right? Because I truly believe God ministers to our children all the time. We just need to start learning how to listen, right? And not shut our children down, right? But God uses the closest persons in our life just to get to us, just to remind us that we are loved. Oh my goodness. Yes, use that tool to smile. Use it for yourself, but more importantly, use it for others as well. The next tool, the next best tool to use is hugs. Oh my goodness. Yes, hugs. And I know. But girl, it's a pandemic. Nobody, I don't feel like hugging nobody. Child, shut up. Hug, honey. Hug. Ain't nothing wrong with hugging nobody. You got your mask on anyway, right? Hug. Hug. If God put in your spirit to hug that person, you protect it anyway. Hug that person, because you don't know what people are going through. The weight of the world is on people's shoulders. It's on people's chest. It's on people's life. And they just need love. They just need somebody to just to be there, to support them, to help them through. And a hug makes a world of a difference. I love to hug people. I love to give people hugs because I don't know what pain they're going through. I don't know what they dealt with before they walked into the church or where they walked into that building. I don't know. But if God puts it in my heart to just give that person a hug, you know, and just to rub their back and just to minister to them while I'm holding them and say, God loves you. You are amazing. You are the queen. You are the princess in his eye. There's greatness in you yet. Come on, I'm going to do it. You know what I'm saying? Because that's ministry right there. Come on. Somebody needs a hug today. Right? Somebody needs a hug today. Just like you need a hug. But when you hug that person, you're getting hugged back in return. Come on with it, right? You can keep your mask on. That, you know, I know it's a pandemic, but stop allowing that pandemic to stop you from your ministry. Because y'all allowing that to block you from doing what God has called you to do. Okay? God got you covered. So why are you going to allow the pandemic to hinder you from being a blessing to somebody else? Use that tool. Hug somebody. It feels so good to be held sometimes. Oh, I know some of y'all wish you could be held sometimes too. And you got a man in your life. Oh, well, you know what? I'm going to leave that one alone because I know I won't step on nobody's stiletto toes. I won't do that. But again, all right, right? We want to be held sometimes. And when we are helped, it feels so good, right? And you love that embrace. It feels so good to be embraced. It feels so good to be wanted or, to be acknowledged sometimes. You know what I'm saying? But yes, that's a tool right there that is also free of charge. There's no wrong in hugging people, right? And I know there's some people that don't want to be hugged. Ain't got nothing to do with the pandemic. Because before the pandemic, there was people that just refused to be hugged. Because of whatever issues that they endured in their childhood or in their young adult life, that was very, very scary to the point that they don't trust hugs anymore. And hugs are free. Hugs are supposed to be full of love, full of compassion. You're right. You know, friendly hug. You know, give them that love. It's all love-based. Because don't we want God to hold us sometimes? Don't we want God to embrace us with his word? When we study his word, when we take that intimate time with him, don't you know he envelopes us with his word? He covers us with his word. And we know his presence is there. And we like, God, don't let go of me. I don't know about you, but that's what I say to him sometimes when I'm having my moment with him. And I'm like, God, don't let go of me. Oh, I just want to lay on you, God. I just want to put my head on your shoulders, God. And that's what I do. And I lay on him and I rest on him. I rest in him. And he ministers to me to let me know that I'm his and I'm special. He has to remind me every now and then. Because with that hug, that's the perfect time to remind somebody that is going down, that is feeling low, to let them know that there's greatness in them, that God is not through with them yet. Yes, use that tool, baby. Use that tool. Use the tool of your smile, of your hugs, and the last one, your heart. Oh, Jesus, use that tool, your heart, baby. Yes, honey. Learn to be open with your heart. And I get it. I understand. Some of you guys have been broken so much that your heart feels like mush. It's like it's just liquid, you know, because you've been broken too. You've been stomped on. You've been stabbed. You've been kicked to the curb. Your heart has been going through hell. It has been going through the torment. It has gone through all. But have you allowed God to heal you? Have you allowed God to give you a new heart? He is the greatest heart transplanter, if that's such a word. Right? He's the one that can give you a good heart, a pure heart, a clean heart. He's the one that can do it. And if you have asked him to do just that, then my darling, it would not be a problem for you to let your heart so shine. Let your heart be open and given and give to that person. Give to that person. Minister to that person. Talk to that person. Be there for that person, right? It's nothing wrong with that. Use your heart. Because guess what? God gave his heart to us first. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son. And whosoever believe in him shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Right? His love is constant. His love, his heart is so full. It's so big. You don't even have a measurement of his love. His love is infinite. Ah, for us, the body of Christ, our love, our heart should be the way, just like his. But I get it. I understand. We have gone through some stuff in our life. We have given our heart to the wrong type of people. We have. And we're still lingering off of that residue. And it's been 10 years. We still not trusting. We still not, you know, believing, right? But we need God to come in and do some more work in us. But even while he's doing that, that still doesn't stop you from using your heart for other people. That doesn't stop you from loving your kids. It doesn't stop you from loving your mom or your dad or whoever that's very special to your life. God is still working on you, but you need to start working on what he's given you. You need to start open up and be compassionate and be available to that person. You know, be a giver. Give your heart. Give your heart. Don't worry about what did they betray me? What did they hurt me? God will deal with that. But as ministers, we're supposed to have an open heart. We're supposed to be as caring, as compassionate. Look at Jesus with us. Come on. Because a lot of us, like I said, we are a case. Okay? We are a case. But yet God still loves us unconditionally. Mm-hmm. And we sometimes scratch our head and fathom, God, how can you love me so when I'm so wretched, when I'm so broken, when I'm so torn, when I'm so, when I could get evil sometimes, when I could be selfish sometimes, when I could be, you know, a little special, ladies. I'm not going to say that word, but you know what I'm trying to get to, right? You know, how can God love me so much when I haven't even learned how to love myself? But my heart has been contaminated. It has been stripped. It has been ripped to shreds. How can God love me so much? Oh, my God. And he wants me to love in return. Because God love, his love is beautiful, is pure, is kind, is special, is sweet. And he's willing to do what he has to do to make you fall back in love. Go back to your first love, and that's him. Let him love you. Let him adore you. Let him treasure you. Oh, let his love just rain on you till you are drenched in his love. Woo, come on, baby. Have you ever been drenched? You know, when you go outside and you don't have an umbrella, you know, you heard that it was supposed to rain, right? But, you know, you got the blue skies and the sunshine and the cloud here and there, too. And then all of a sudden, on the far distance, you see a dark cloud coming. But you be like, but it's supposed to rain like 30% chance or 40% chance. So you get ready. But that cloud is coming mighty fast, right? And you don't have an umbrella because you're like, it's going to be just a little drizzle, right? But all of a sudden, you come back out and it's pouring. Like the heavens just opened up and just poured a big old bucket of water. And you walk out there and you are dry. wrench, even though you run into your car or you run into the next building or the next store for shelter. But by the time you get indoors, you're drenched, honey. You're soaked, right? That's how God's love is for us. Allow his love to just pour on you. Let it just saturate in your heart, in your mind, in your body. Oh my goodness. Because see, when you get wet, right? When you get wet, you cleansed. It's like a cleansing. Like when we take a shower, when we take a bath, you know, we're cleaning ourselves. We're cleansing ourselves, right? So when you allow God love to drench on you, to pour on you, he's cleaning you. He's rinsing you down, honey. He's making you clean all over again. We need that daily drench of his love. We need his heart. We need him to continue to love us so we can learn how to love others, right? For some of us, it's easy peasy. We do it anyway, you know, and you keep on doing it because it's ministry. God's love is ministry, y'all. Look at the Bible. Read what David did. Read about Moses. Read about all those cats. They were a mess. They were a hot mess. They did some wild, crazy, wicked things. But God's love, oh my goodness, his love, it just eliminated it. It just washed it off, washed all of that off and gave them another chance. He cleaned them. He straightened them out. He poured his love in their hearts. He poured compassion when they thought they couldn't have compassion, when they thought they couldn't love again. Come on now. He could do it for you. He can do it for you every day, not just this one time, not just this one season, but every day. See, when you ask God to renew your way of thinking, to renew your mind, that's also renewing your heart. Because what you think is also in your heart. What's in your heart, you think it. It's a relationship there that just cannot be broken. Your heart and your mind, they are parallel. You know what I'm saying? It's a straight direction. Your mind and your heart and your mind, right? You know what I'm saying? Does that make sense? So when you renew your mind, you also ask him to renew your heart. Come on with it. You know, when you ask God to cleanse you, to change your heart, that's also going to help with your mind too. That's a free tool, guys. Don't be afraid to love. Love weighs more. Love weighs more. Look how God loves for you. His love weighs more. So it doesn't matter what you did yesterday. It doesn't matter how you did it yesterday. His love weighs more. Likewise, our love should weigh more. We need God's help. We need God's direction. We need God to escort us and to teach us how to love again. Because sometimes, I often ask God, say, Lord, teach me your love. Please teach me your love. Because if I go and teach myself, child, please, with this raggedy flesh of mine, girl, please, child, please, honey, please, I tell you the truth, it ain't going to be nice. Mm-mm. And it's a daily fight with your flesh. It's a daily fight with your flesh, but God has given you the strength. He's given you the tools to put that flesh down in its place. He has. Use your heart. Be a blessing to somebody out there. Allow God's love to shine through you. Open up your heart so God could come in, so he can do the job. He could do what he can do. And you follow up with that. You remind them that God loves them. You give them that hug, right? You give them that hug and you give them that smile. While you are hugging them, while you are ministering to them, you are smiling at the same time. Those tools are consistent. Those tools, they work together. If you use those tools, I'm telling you, this world could be a better place. Where you live can be a better way of living. You know what I'm saying? Because you are demonstrating God's love. You are demonstrating God altogether. He smiles every time when you open up your eyes. He smiles right at you. He gives you hugs when you spend time with him. He sits right there all nestled up with you because you're all in his word. So his word wraps you up all the time. He asks you, are you okay? Do you need extra protection? Do you need an extra blankie? Come on now. Woo, that's a good one right there, Holy Spirit. You know what I'm saying? Woo. And he reminds you. Because, you know, when we have our intimate moment with him, sometimes we don't feel so good. Not just a physical way, but I'm talking about in our hearts. We feel kind of down. We feel kind of lonely, or we feel depressed or out of sorts, as they say. But God, he confirms his love to you. He reminds you how valuable you are, ladies. You are more valuable than rubies. Woo! You are that beautiful. You are that priceless. You are that important. You are that special to him. Woo! Come on, baby. If nobody says that to you, if your husband don't say that to you, honey, God says it to you. That right there, he's showing his love to you. Oh, and when you get fed up that way, when you get fed, I mean, your spirit is fed, you can't help but go ahead and share that to someone else today. So use your best tools, everybody. Use your smile, use your hugs, and definitely use your heart, because love weighs more. Love weighs more. Remember that. And when you start get caught up in your mistakes and, you know, when, you know, in your sin, yes, repent of your sins. Start making that a habit every day. Just like you make it a habit to speak against yourself, start making a habit to speak to yourself. Come on now. Say, Lord, I repent. Forgive me, O Lord. Teach me, O Lord, to love. Teach me, O Lord, to be at peace. Help me, O Lord. There's areas in my life, God, I need deliverance from. And guess what? God is working on you right now. He's working on you right now. Because his love is so beautiful. It's so powerful. Woo! My God. Use your best tools, girl. Go out and have a good day today. If you're listening to me at a nighttime, you're about to go to bed, girl, when you wake up in the moment, go ahead and use your tools, honey. Go ahead and showcase it. Be at peace with it. Have fun with it. Be joyful with it, right? Because it's free. There's no charge to that. Okay, there's no expense behind that, right? Because Jesus paid it all. Hallelujah. Yes, he did. He paid it all. Come on with it. So it doesn't hurt to give a smile to someone. It doesn't hurt to give a hug to someone. And it doesn't hurt to show love to someone. Listen, I hope this blessed you. I hope this came right on time for you today. Lord have mercy. This has blessed me. I'm being ministered to. Okay, this is blessing my spirit right now. But I pray this came right on time for you, my sisters. And if there's any of my brothers listening, I pray this was a blessing to you, my brother. Okay, because we all need love. We all need to be reminded of just how important, how valuable, and how much of a treasure we are to God. Right? And I pray, guys, that as we're going through this season and as we are slowly or fastly approaching, I would say, to the holidays, continue to smile more, continue to showcase those tools more. Right? Because as we get into Thanksgiving season, you know, people are going to be without food. You know, go ahead and be a blessing to somebody that may not have what God has blessed you with. And he's blessed you with more than enough, to the point that you don't have enough room to store. Come on. So all that extra, the overflow, why don't you go ahead and be a blessing and gift someone with an extra, while using your tools of your smile and your hugs and your heart. We're going to close out with a prayer. I hope and pray that you guys have a blessed week, and I will do my best to come back next week. It has been a crazy past couple of weeks for me, but it's been a blessing. Trust me, it has been a blessing. I'm not disappointed about it. I'm just grateful and thankful. But I pray I will be back next week to bless you with more God's word to you. So God, we want to thank you for this opportunity. Thank you for this platform. Thank you, Father God, for giving me this powerful message today. I pray that those who are listening to the sound of my voice, that they have opened up their heart and asked you to come in and to teach you how to love, to be free, to not do things, you know, grudgingly, but to have a willing heart to give time, to give ear to that person. Help us, O Lord, to smile more. We have a lot to be grateful for. We have a lot to smile. We have a lot to laugh about. Oh, my goodness. Even the moments when things were not laughable. But yet, when we can look back over our lives, we can laugh at it now. Because, God, you had graduated us to another level of our life. And we just got to say thank you, God. And we just got to be joyful about it. Teach us, oh, Lord, how to be happy again. How to be joyful. How to have a joyful heart. A joyful life. Teach us, O God, help us, O Lord, to love ye one another with the hugs. Lord, you embrace us with your word every time we get into your word. When we spend that intimate time with you, you show your love all the time, holding us and embracing us and keeping us safe and reminding us how important we are to you. Help us, O Lord, to minister to those as well and let them know how important they are to you. We give you praise, oh God. We love you, oh God. Help us, oh God, to just realize that we are not a mistake, that we are a blessing, that we are winners, that we are victorious, that we are called for a time such as this. And there's greatness in every single one of us, that we are not a mistake, that we are here on purpose for a purpose, because there's purpose in us that you have and invested in us. Help us, O Lord, to be open and to be teachable as well, O God. Help us to use our tools, the other tools that I have not mentioned, God. Help us, O Lord, to teach us how to use those tools appropriately. Because, yeah, there's going to be some extra tools that we're going to use. But teach us, O Lord, to use it in a loving manner and not to use it selfishly. We give you praise, O God, this day, in Jesus' name. Amen.